book people, people, books. Closing time falls on the city and creeps into the haunted bookshop. As the security guard at Reed Books, the Museum of Fond Memories, I roam the aisles and crannies now and then, looking high and low for books in need of attention. Just under a high ledge, near the large poster of Martin Luther King Jr., a copy of Up from Slavery slants too much. If you leave it in that position for long, you'll get a warped sense of history, so I straighten it. Across from Dr. King on a high shelf, Sir Walter Scott lolls about, his volumes fairly bursting at the seams with conflict, violence, passion, and mystery. He stays high up because his leather bindings are fragile. A few feet away from Dr. King and Sir Walter grins Fanny Flagg, just waiting to be howled at, her stories of two real people too funny to believe, unless you live down here. Wonder if she's kin to the Sweet Potato Queen. The Queen's poster and books are on the far side of the store, as are the far side books. Three books in the Alabama section have been rudely displaced, their spines turned toward the backs of the shelves, making it annoying to have to turn them outward to see their titles. I just sigh and become the lone rearranger. I move Judith Krantz out of the philosophy section, where someone has abandoned her, and I make sure philosophy is visible before the customer can locate the nearby equestrian section. I always put Descartes before the horse. The old Life magazines with cover photos sporting the faces of Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson and Winston Churchill and Tony Curtis are restacked neatly so that I can at least find them again. The mystery thriller shelves are author alphabetized these days, broken only by a section devoted to bondage, that is, books and other material related to James Bond. Louisa May Alcott and Anais Nin are kept separate, as are the Hardy Boys and Dracula, Ronald Reagan and Karl Marx, Daffy Duck and Jerry Lewis. What could go wrong if they all partied when I'm not around? Anyhow, I, the security guard, do a little dusting, shelve a few more orphans, pack something up to take home and read, dampen the 40 lights, secure the door, and head for my own little literary nest, giving the enormous variety of personalities and doctrines and misspent lives and productive thoughts and humorous outlooks a chance to breathe on their own for at least a series of moments in time.